From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Witnesses say a car bomb has exploded outside a major hotel in Somalia's capital and that gunmen have stormed the building. The bomb detonated Wednesday afternoon outside the Hotel Ambassador in central Mogadishu. Witnesses tell VOA Somali service that security forces cordoned off the area and that soldiers moved into the hotel to flush out the gunmen. There was no immediate word on casualties. The assault came just hours after officials reported an assault elsewhere in Somalia, and it killed the militant commander responsible for last year's massacre at Garissa University College in Kenya. Mohamed Mohamed, better known as Duryodhan, was head of al-Shabaab's feared Amniyat unit and masterminded the April 2015 attack on that college that left 148 people dead, nearly all of them students. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday that a French ship picked up signals likely emitted from the black boxes of an Egypt airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea last month. The Civil Aviation Ministry said a French Navy surveillance vessel picked up the signals from the seabed of the search area. Authorities also say another vessel affiliated with the deep ocean search firm is heading to the area carrying a robot capable of diving up to 3,000 meters to retrieve the flight data recorders. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. Iraqi forces launched an offensive aimed at retaking the city. At least 20,000 children are trapped inside the city, according to a statement released by the United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF, and the organization is urging all parties to ensure the safety of the children. This is VOA News. Since Tuesday, U.S.-backed forces have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria as they move towards the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. The U.S. has also carried out airstrikes on Manbij in the last 24 hours, which have killed 15 civilians, 3 of which were children, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The Syrian Democratic Forces have moved into the area on either side of the Euphrates River, angering Sunni Arab rebels, as well as the Turkish, who fear the Kurds are trying to establish their own state along the border. About half of France's train traffic was halted Wednesday as rail workers went on strike to protest their working conditions and propose changes to French labor rules. According to National Society of French Railways, about 40% of France's high-speed trains and more than half of regional trains were canceled. The strike is part of a nationwide labor action this week in response to a bill that would allow employers more freedom to lay off workers and extend working hours. Also in Paris, boat cruises are canceled and emergency workers are evacuating houseboats around the French capital after the Seine River overflowed its banks and floods hit towns across France. In some areas, the floods are the worst in a century, and the waters are expected to keep rising. For the first time, a U.S. drone struck Pakistan outside its lawless border area with Afghanistan, killing the leader of the Afghan Taliban. VOA's Ira Pandey has more on the story as rights groups pressure Washington for greater transparency.
From this remote American base in New Mexico State, where U.S. Air Force pilots launch Predator drones, to the targets themselves. Human rights groups have long called for hard numbers when it comes to counterterrorism strikes that until recently the administration refused to even confirm. Human Rights First Rita Simeon.
Saying just trust us, we have high standards, we're doing the best that we can, really isn't enough, and that they need to be disclosing more.
The Obama administration has promised as much with a soon-to-be-released report outlining the number of combatants and civilians killed in U.S. drone strikes since 2009. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
An al-Qaeda group has claimed responsibility for attacks on 2 UN bases in Mali that left 4 people dead. One peacekeeper was killed in rocket fire late Tuesday that seriously wounded 3 other peacekeepers and injured at least 10 civilian UN staff, according to a statement released by the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. The attack targeted a UN camp in the northern city of Gao. For more news, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.